Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is making more big moves up. AAA saying the national average price for regular is now $4.76 a gallon, a nickel higher than Thursday. Gas prices have jumped 14 cents over the past 3 days, with nine states now seeing statewide averages above $5 a gallon. This has the administration asking other countries for help.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting the economy added 390,000 jobs in May, the unemployment rate remaining 3.6%. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde. And Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Biden is continuing to call on the Senate to do something about guns in response to the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. He's calling for the reinstatement of a federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Former Deputy Assistant AG John Yoo says what the president is asking for may be unconstitutional.
I think some of the things the president is calling for might run afoul of the Second Amendment and maybe shouldn't be the subject of national federal legislation. Why not let the states decide for themselves how best to regulate guns? The kind of regulations that might be suitable for a California or New York City are not the same ones we'd want in Nebraska or South Dakota.
An investment firm is agreeing to a settlement to its customers.
Merrill Lynch will pay over $15 million to customers it overcharged for mutual funds. The Bank of America unit used an automated system that had customers pay costlier shares than they were eligible for. The Financial Industrial Regulatory Authority said the company didn't comment on any wrongdoing when agreeing to the payout. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
NASCAR drivers heading to just outside of St. Louis, Missouri for the Enjoy Illinois 300 presented by Ticket Smarter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be around 90 degrees tonight. A few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and dry with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question, kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Hey, y'all, this is Sean. Another hour of live local talk. Text line and the phone line, same digits, 251-343-0106. Also, another way to contact us, if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, if you'll look on the front page there of the app, you see the microphone icon. If you'll click that, you can record a message, email it to us, and we'll play it back here on the air as well. That's on the front page of the FM Talk 106.5 app. And if you haven't gotten it, very easy to get that. Just look for FM TALK 1065. No point between the 6 and 5. Just FM TALK 1065 at the App Store for iPhone users or Google Play for Android users. And you'll see our logo there. That's the app. Download it and enjoy. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by my friends at Fairhope Brewing Company. Speaking of the beer we got, man, great beer for summertime. So I love the variety. Obviously, like there's the guys at Fairhope Brewing Company, like Jim and Brian, everybody there. They're making, there's beers that are seasonal, and we'll talk about some of those. And then there's like mainstay beers. And summertime, man, cheap sunglasses. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Take the Causeway. And we'll get to that one in a second. But cheap sunglasses is a perfect golden ale. Stuff is tasty. Tasty, like hold the glass, wait till you get all of it out of there. That kind of tasty. Perfect for the hot days of summer. You can pick that up at your local store or at Fairhope Brewing Company. Also, my favorite, Take the Causeway IPA, traditional West Coast style IPA, loaded with hops and packs a punch. If you'd like to be punched like I do sometimes on a Friday evening. They're Blue Steel for summer. Now, last weekend, last weekend, we were talking about this with Brian Kane. He said, this is one of his faves. And then he sends me a picture. He said, yeah, not only am I an owner, I'm also a consumer. And I saw him there enjoying some Blue Steel. It's refreshing blueberry and lemon ale. Makes you feel like you're at the beach. Yeah, and somebody's saying, yes, it's a reference to Zoolander. Those guys, what do you expect out of Fairhope Brewing Company with the Blue Steel? And also, heads up, when you go by and check out any of the beers we're talking about, like you can get beers in stores, but if you go to the tap room, you want to enjoy them there. They got live music every Saturday night in the tap room all summer long. So Saturday nights, you got live tunes at Fairhope Brewing Company. This weekend, classic rock, 1970s to 2000, the band Disco Kiss. With music from AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Pink Floyd, Kiss, all that happening at the Tap Room this Saturday, like tomorrow. So put that on the list, Air. Pick up some of the great, great flavors from Fairhope Brewing Company for your weekend ahead. Also, speaking of your weekend ahead, we talked about this yesterday on the show, and I've talked about it with Dan as well. This Tosa Legend event that is going on tomorrow, and this is, it starts... because I think I can get there by 2. There's a bunch of us from the radio station that will be down there. There's going to be a bunch of people showing up from Dan's late son went to McGill, so a bunch of McGill folks and people from all over, folks out of the military, and all that going to be at Toast a Legend tomorrow from 2 to 6. And this is at the Insider in downtown. So you can, if you Google that, it'll give you a little map. If you've not been there before, the Insider, it's 518 Dolphin Street. But just Google that. And it's going to be live music, food vendors, full bar, yard games. Tickets are $50 for adults and $15 for kids. And kids are welcome. There's stuff for the kids to do there as well. Information over at ZachMillerLegacy.com. Hope to see you out there tomorrow. And the money going to be donated to McGill. To do some build out and a fund at McGill in Zach's name. So Dan's late son. It's going to be a special event. That's tomorrow from 2 to 6 at the Insider downtown. So hopefully we'll see you there. All right, lot to do in this hour. I want to. First of all, so many people were asking about the crypto story. So I just, let me go back for a second here, because like I understand indictments and I understand insider trading. I'm kind of weak on. I mean, I understand NFTs. Like to say, okay, there's NFTs. I don't understand why they have value still, even though Scott Tindall's explained it to me, Dalton's explained it to me. There's just a block in my brain to say why that thing has value when other people can look at it. You know, it. I don't get it. But so this guy, the story from the Intelligencer, I thought it was interesting. A crypto gets its very first insider trading indictment. And the story's about this Nathaniel Chastain. And he, so there's a, so follow with me. Let's just think about NFTs being like, in this case, stocks, or stocks is probably easier. He's at a company that, working for a company that sells these things, right? But he's also now a buyer. Here's what they said. So Chastain did not create NFTs. He was an enthusiast. More importantly, though, he was a product manager for OpenSea, the name of the company. In particular, he was responsible for overseeing the homepage for the popular NFT marketplace. Okay, in that job, he selected which of the NFTs would be featured on the homepage, I guess like displayed on the front of the store there, essentially choosing what would get the biggest audience. Quote here said, Chastain also knew that the value of an NFT typically rose after it became a featured NFT. Remember, he's in the business of making it a featured NFT. They go on to say what Chastain allegedly did from June to September of last year was set up anonymous digital wallets, buy up NFTs before they hit the homepage at a time when they would be cheaper, and then he sold them off soon after for a tidy profit. So he's deciding which of the NFTs make it to the front page of this OpenSea. But he's already bought them. Like, before they get there, he's bought them. And then they go on for sale, and then this anonymous wallet where he is getting paid for the NFT, and happens to be him, the guy that's deciding which ones get the attention. So that's where they're saying the insider trading is coming from. This, and Justice Department has filed the indictment. Justice Department is alleging that his knowledge, this Chastain's knowledge of what was going to be marketed and when counts as confidential information, and that trading on knowledge is an abuse of the integrity of the markets. Which, even though this is something different, this NFT, yeah, it's the same thing as insider trading on an equity. I mean, even though it's not insider knowledge, it's control of the marketplace, right? And being a player, you're in control of this, air quote here, free market, open sales source, but it's not, because you've already bought this thing and you know this, it will sell for more. So there you go. There's NFTs in the news. Oh, speaking of money too, coming up in a second, this is looking for economic indicators, right? Everybody's, as inflation goes, we got the Jamie Dimon story. Jamie Dimon said that we're looking for, what do you call it, a hurricane? What was the quote here? Let's see. I don't think he's the only. Yeah, brace yourself for economic hurricane, says head of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon. So he says that's coming. He has some leading indicators he's looking at there, and some like cyclical things with markets. I mean, you have to look no further than the inflation we're at, right? At the same time, there's sometimes economic indicators out there that don't make the CNBC scroll. Right, they're not the ones that make Market Watch. I'll get to that story coming up in a little bit that came out from Vice. But first, let's talk a little bit about President Biden. Whether it is last night and the president's address to the country to lay out tougher gun laws, or as they, you know, we'll call them common sense gun control measures in there. President specifically saying, I think last night, he was not coming for your guns. And then he said he's coming for the guns. What do you think here? It's something we talked about on the morning show, and I think it's interesting. Out of all the things discussed out there, ideas, and there's some people, and I just wish they would come out and say it, and I think Jeff is right when he's talked about this before. Just come out and say you want to repeal the Second Amendment. All right, if you want to repeal the Second Amendment, I disagree with you, but at least we're having a straight argument about it, a straight debate about it. But these common sense gun law things, too, which ones could be agreed on, right? Which one, what things could be agreed on? And that's interesting to me to see where this will move. The president's calling for return to the Clinton assault weapons ban. I've told you before how so much of that was just cosmetics of those rifles, things like no flash suppressor, no bayonet mount, no folding stock, you know, things that don't have anything to do with the way the rifle works. Now, the magazine thing, holding it to 10 rounds or less, but let me tell you, there's a whole bunch of 30-round plus magazines already out there that will be in the system. So, that could be what you think is a common sense. But to ask you, what do you think is something that folks might agree on? Is there something that folks might agree on? What would you say would be the thing that you'd be okay with? Is it this changing the age? Right? You've heard this. I mean, what kind of compromise would you say yes to? What kind of restriction would you say yes to if presented by people that want to limit gun rights? What would you say? Okay, well, that one's okay. Is it this idea of, and I know people texting in about how this is unconstitutional and that's unconstitutional. I get it, and I'm with you on that. But for the sake of the debate here, what things would you say yes to? Is it an age thing? Is it a weapon thing? Is it a investigative thing? Is there any of it? We'll go to the phones here and grab some of your calls at 343-0106. David in Mobile first up. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean. Like our friend Spike Cohen, the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party, said on Twitter the other day, the U.S. government is arming the Ukrainians because they consider them allies. And the U.S. government is trying to disarm the Russians because they consider them enemies. In unrelated news, the U.S. government is trying to disarm the citizens.
It's an easy chip shot. It's funny. It's good bumper sticker stuff. I don't know. I don't know if it's 100%. You know, I agree with it, but I did get a chuckle out of it. Yes.
But here's the thing. Here's my warning on raising the legal age to purchase guns, both long barrel rifles and short barrel shotgun or short barrel handguns. If we raise the age for private citizens, private ownership of guns to 21, we also need to raise the minimum age for enlistment into the military to 21 and the minimum age to become a cop to 21, because we can't be a country that says you can't own a gun as a private citizen until you're 21 unless the government gives it to you, can we?
Well, I don't think we should be, although there are things that... You'd say, well, you get just play devil's advocate for a second. Aren't you, if you're in the military, like drink before you're 21 if you're overseas or something like that? I don't know. Maybe that was old school. But because I've often said that was my argument when I was a kid. I'm like, what are you making drink at age 21? Because it moved up like right when I was maybe a sophomore or something. I think so. I remember because New Orleans still you could drink at 18. Everywhere else was 21. But, you know, I was like, well, yeah, how are you supposed to go serve your country and not be able to legally drink? And then somebody said, oh, well, if you're in the military, they don't care. So somebody can correct me on that if I'm wrong. I don't know. I can make an argument. Although every age, 18, 19, 21, everything, 25 to rent a car, everything's arbitrary. But if you do want to make an argument and say, we're going to move everything up, like you just said, you know, age to be in the military and everything, I could argue that maybe we're maturing later, right? Mentally maturing later, and the 18 of yesterday is not the 18 of today, and maybe the new 18 is 21. I don't know, but I think you have to be consistent in that.
you could make a very strong argument for that, Sean, because look at how long kids are staying at their parents' houses after they either graduate high school or graduate college. They're staying in their parents' houses until their mid-20s or later. So, yes, that is a very strong argument that maybe we do need to raise the age for everything, because we are, as a society, allowing our kids to mature later because they don't have it as hard and don't have to go out and get that job right out of high school or right out of college like our parents or our mm-hmm. grandparents' generation did.
So, I mean, maybe if... So that might be, I don't know. I mean, I'm somewhat an absolutist, not a complete absolutist, but pretty close to it on Second Amendment. But maybe that's an area that you discuss. Now, of course, you know why I say that? Because I'm over the age of 21, so it doesn't affect. David, thank you for the call. Let me go let's go to Damon in Mobile. Damon's up next. Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sean. I haven't called in a while.
Man, it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you.
How you guys doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, yes. Good. Hey, appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to chime in. I've talked to people about the gun thing for years, and it's so silly to me to hear someone say to outlaw a gun or do this or that and the other. How many guns have been manufactured in the last 300 years? How many gun manufacturers are there? There's no way to outlaw guns. What they should do is put money toward strengthening the schools and saying, okay, here's money that you can use to defend the schools, okay? But you're not going to stop anybody from buying a gun. And then also that brings me to prohibition. When they tried to outlaw alcohol use, it actually created organized crime
and
made the country less safe.
You're right. I mean, absolutely correct. So what do we agree to? I mean, if they say, the school thing, I think you're going to get a lot of agreement. That's my push, too. I don't know if you heard last hour talking to Johnny Hatcher, and I've been talking about it. I don't know how we can't make it. If we make an argument, they say they don't have enough money in school systems to have somebody, law enforcement there protecting our children. I don't know that we should have money for anything else before that. But on top of that, what about an age deal? See, now we're not actually banning guns or restricting, manufacturer. We're saying, hey, 18 is too young. You got to be 21. What do you think about that, Damon?
I don't agree with that because I grew up in the South, in the Texas. My father took me out with a rifle. I mean, if the whole thing about guns is if you're taught the proper way to handle a gun and responsibility that goes along with it, you could be 15 and own a gun
right. And
use it responsibly if it's taught properly. But the point of the matter is this: people can get guns anywhere. It's not just that there's a black market for guns. They say so strong in the Chicago area that half the people that are killed in Illinois and Chicago, those are black market guns.
Mm-hmm. So what I mean, and exactly, and I don't know that we can have. I've said this before, a fair gun argument or gun discussion, unless you have a magic wand, you can wave it, and then all of a sudden there are no guns, and then you start building back from there. Until that happens, which I don't know where that magic wand is. I don't know how we have that.
And it's like outlawing door. It's like outlawing doorknobs. I mean, It's just a fact of life. People use guns out west to kill coyotes. You know what I mean? It's just you can't just say you can't have guns,
Now, well said. Damon, appreciate your call. We'll come back and get some more at 343-0106, 343-0106 as we roll on. And I will get to this economic indicator story that you may not have heard of. I know you know a lot of them. You're watching, Lord knows I'm watching fertilizer prices. You're watching gas prices, food prices, prices for everything out there. You probably hadn't watched this. Maybe you have watched this price, but I'll get to it coming up.
This weather update brought to you by Weatherford's Fountain and Lawn. Shop Mobile's largest selection of statuary fountains, fine pottery, and bird baths at their Howells Ferry location. Then mention you heard this ad on FM Talk 106.5 and get 10% off any in-stock item at Weatherford's Fountain and Lawn.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So you've heard me tell you about my buddy Trey for years, and there's a reason, because he does great work. Just guy we've used personally, also with this business at this radio station. You got junk. It may not be today, but at some point in your future, you may be dealing with a house you're getting ready to sell. Get the stuff out of there. Storage unit you want to empty out. not have to pay on every month. Maybe junk in the house, around the house. You know, big stuff, too. That's one thing I think that people go, okay, well, if I got some boxes or like a couch or something, Trey can get it. Yeah, he can get that. But you get a whole storage building in the backyard, you want the whole thing emptied and disassembled and gone? No, he does jobs like that as well. And what I love the process is, first of all, you make an appointment. Yeah, a real appointment. When you go online or you pick up the phone, you'll make a real appointment, find a day that works for you, window time that works for you. They set the appointment. Then they show up. And your job then is to walk around and kind of point at the things. Okay, I want that gone, all those, and some of those, or whatever it is. You tell them what you want gone, and they'll then quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work right then, get it done, and get it done not just taking the junk away, but like my last experience with them, with the storage unit. Take everything out of the storage unit, and then swept the thing to look better than it was when we moved into it with the radio station. It's just a great service and great people. A friend of mine, you need to check them out. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, we'll get to this economic indicator story in just a second that you probably haven't seen anywhere else, unless you maybe went to my Twitter feed a couple minutes ago. Also, President Biden going to Saudi Arabia. Remember earlier when the Saudis wouldn't take the phone call from President Biden? So is he going over there hat in hand? We'll talk more about that coming up in just a minute. News is straight ahead right here on Midday Mobile.
With Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5 on this Friday. Glad to have you along. And let's do this. Got a couple things to do right now. Well, mention this. They coming up tomorrow. Yeah, I've already got them. I got them on. I think so. Coming up tomorrow on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. If you hadn't heard that the sign-up starting here for Gator season for this coming August, Chris Nix from DCNR is going to join me on the Outdoor Show to talk more about that tomorrow. So stand by for that. Also, stand by to talk to my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hey, man.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Busy Friday around here, but that's a good thing. How about a busy Friday at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry?
We have been jumping. It's been busy all day, and I love it.
What's the majority? Is it all kind of stuff, or is the majority of questions you're getting today, is it precious metals? Is it gifts? What are you doing?
It's honestly all kinds of stuff. I mean, you'd think a lot of people would be coming in asking precious metals, which there are, but a lot of times it seems like people come in waves, so I'm answering questions for four or five people all at the same time. It's almost like we're teaching class here in the shop on occasion. But then all of a sudden somebody sees the Seven Wonders of the World coins, or they see the Star Wars or Disney pieces. They see all the different cool stuff, you know, just on the coin side. We're not even talking about the jewelry, and they get distracted. You know, we had a person come in earlier today. Hey, I'm here to pick up my Seven Wonders of the World coin. Okay. We started talking. The next thing you know, she found a piece of jewelry she absolutely had to have. And so she walked out with that and was very happy about it.
Yeah, speaking of the coin thing, too, that we hadn't talked about this in a while, but this move where, okay, if somebody has been in precious metals for quite a while and they're going, holy cow, I could realize a nice profit here. But if the reason they got into precious metals was to diversify from fiat currency, and then they're going to cash back into fiat currency, what have you done? I don't know. But you suggest maybe going right back into precious metals, but with some artistic flair, some collectability.
Exactly. We've had people come in that want to do exactly that. And you're right. You know, you're into this in part to get out of paper. Now you're going to get back into paper. It just makes no sense whatsoever. So look at some of these truly rare coins we have. We have, you know, $20 gold pieces. We have some very rare, interesting coins from the Carson City Mint. Recently, I think I told you about this a few weeks ago, we sold a coin for roughly $70,000. So talk about a cool thing.
Man.
Yeah, four coins set for the gentleman that cost over $120,000. He was thrilled, had been wanting this his entire life, and we were able to make that happen for him. He was super excited, but not every coin we have in here is $70,000. Thank goodness. I'd be scared to pick things up. But we do have a lot of options if you want to come in and check them out.
All right. People do want to come in and check them out. So how do they find you? And let's talk about your radio show as well.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. You can check us out online, mobilebaycoins.com. Like and follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. You can check out the radio show every Tuesday night on FM Talk 106.5 from 6 to 7 p.m. That's Two Guys and Some Change. And if you miss it there, you can go to wherever it is you listen to your podcast. Type in TWO, Two Guys and Some Change. Look us up, follow us there, and that'll bump you when the new episodes come out.
Good stuff, Angelo. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. All right, we'll run through some text, and then I'll get to this economic indicator story that I think is valuable, hard-hitting news here on a Friday. Important news you're not getting from, well, you're probably getting it from somewhere else because I am, but you're not hearing it from other talk radio shows. So just stand by for that. So on the text line, though, a blank ton of text. I just pick a few of these here. So Daniel says, which restriction would cause less mass shootings? Daniel, I've had that same question before as well. When you start talking about the restrictions that are rolled out, maybe this age thing could have something to do with it. I mean, and Daniel said less, because that's what's the idea, that these are, that any regulation or anything is going to go through, and then dirtbags that are evil aren't going to try and do evil things. You're not going to be protected 100% of the time. But what can we do to mitigate, right? What can we do to mitigate? And that's securing schools, like I'm pushing for here at home with Mobile County Public School System, with law enforcement there. I'm for that. I don't know. This question about age, moving the age limit up, does that reduce it some? Maybe. By the way, a lot of y'all answering my question about could you drink if you're in the military, when we talk about moving everything up. Scotty says, spot on, Sean. The military drinks at the local drinking age. So if you're stationed in Germany, is that Prost? Is that how you toast? And I think I know Flughafen and Guten Tag. That's my German. Plus, we have silly laws now, like law enforcement can have limo tint on their windows, but the public cannot. Also, does anyone really believe that the guns available now could fight the military? So as the Second Amendment has basically been neutered anyhow. To some degree, but at a local, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Scotty. Is it, you know, you can't have a bazooka, you can't have a tank and all that. But I don't know that that's, you know, would the military, I mean, would, first of all, posse comitatus and all that, but I mean, would they turn the military, you know, like with tanks and stuff? I think it's more for like an idea of being able to fight back for, you know, illegal search and seizure, those, all those kind of things. This idea of the Second Amendment, even if it has been neutered, does that mean you don't still fight for it? And my buddy Philip said, why don't we just make murder illegal? Of course. But here's the thing. So you can have this argument both ways. You could say, okay, well, they make speeding illegal, but people still speed, right? I mean, so that kind of discussion, you go back and forth. I will say this on the vehicle thing, and I told y'all this last year. Remember when President Biden was talking about who he wanted to head the ATF? And I said how much trouble that guy would be, and one who believed in leaving gun manufacturers open for lawsuits when somebody used their weapon to commit crimes, then the manufacturer of the rifle or the handgun or the shotgun would be liable for it. And people say, well, you know, it's like cars, there's car liability. Well, first of all, how about this? If a gun malfunctions because of design and hurts somebody, yeah, I think you got a lawsuit. I'm down with that. If that happens. But if somebody takes a vehicle, if Ford makes a vehicle and somebody uses that vehicle to go commit a crime or run somebody over, is Ford guilty? No, the vehicle did, well, the vehicle didn't malfunction, the person malfunctioned. Same thing on the gun. All right, I'll get to this before I run out of time. I am tempted to go back in this two-way conversation. Of course, we can continue that. But before we do, I have to get this on the record books. All right, story is from Vox. I'm sorry, not from Vox, from Vice. And they're all V-name news sources online. Headline here by Samantha Cole, are we headed for a recession? Ask sex workers. So here's your indicator. She writes this, whether we're headed into the next big recession is the big question economists are facing right now. The war in Ukraine, levels of inflation not seen in decades, and a supply chain snags are a sign of pointing towards yes. Historically, experts don't or can't determine that a recession is a recession until we're in the throes of it. But sex workers on the front lines of consumer habits, you know, sex workers, consumer habits, okay, might have the answer for them long before the big economist brains are ready to call it. I love stories like this on multiple levels. It says workers at strip clubs, businesses that in the past have also been seen as recession-proof, I guess that, yeah, that's a recession. Say they're feeling the effects of the struggling economy. This is a report from strip club owners. Say they've admitted that they don't feel the strain of lagging customers during recessions, while the dancers, though, who already struggle for better labor conditions, take the financial hit from slow shifts and customers who tip less. I wonder if anybody is in the adult entertainment business who is listening right now, do you adjust for inflation? Yeah, with... when you make it rain, is there, are they adjusting for inflation before they make it rain? She goes on here. Say some say empty clubs are a sure sign a recession is coming soon. So the empty strip clubs, and I guess they're relating this to past recessions, are a sign that the recession's coming soon. This is an economic indicator that's not showing up in all the other publications out there. So there you go. I posted the story, the full story, and there's a lot to read in here, is on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. But right now, you got this story out that say strip club owners are saying that they think the recession's coming. And the adult entertainers working therein also see a reduction in people showing up and how much rain they're letting come out of the cloud, right? Check it out. It's a pretty interesting read. All right. So just duly noted, put on record. All right. Coming right back. Bernard Eaton from Taylor Martino Rowan joins me.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. And my guest back in studio, Eden Barnard from Taylor Martino Rowan. Good to see you.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good. Lots to talk about here, but as we talk about the, you and I were talking before we went on the air, about the worst day in somebody's life. You know, we talk about that when somebody comes to see you, I hate it, but they're not coming to see you because something great happened.
That's exactly right.
I mean, something that was bad enough that they've now contacted an attorney.
Right. They are, most of the times, somewhat desperate.
Yeah.
They have suffered a severe injury. They can't work. Most people are not prepared to be out of work. They haven't saved to be out of work. And they really are looking at the lawyer to be their guide and to counsel them through it and get them through it.
People listening to us now that's had something like that happen to them, that through no fault of their own, and it could be, we can talk, could be product, could be situation, whatever, that they now have limitations of lifestyle or earning ability, but they may not think they have a case, right? This really stinks. This is really horrible, but they may not have thought the next step of, like, how did this happen?
Well, you're exactly right. Unless it's a car wreck where there's just, like, absolute liability, where somebody gets rear-ended, which still can sometimes not be absolute liability, they're almost always worried that whether or not they have a suit, and right. Then what are you going to do about it, and how can you do something about it?
I mean, it could be, so yeah, I guess that's a good point. Most people think car wreck and saying that can definitely happen, but we do a lot of other things than drive the car every day.
Sure.
There's
sure.
a lot of things we do in life and at work, sure. and people get hurt.
Yeah. I met with a young man yesterday who fell off a ladder that slipped out from underneath him. He'd been on ladders hundreds of times. He knew about ladders. When we got into it, when I asked him, well, why did it fall? He didn't know. Until I found out that it wasn't his ladder. And unbeknownst to him, even though the feet looked normal from looking down at him, but they were missing, one of them was missing the rubber grip sole, so that when he got on it, it just shot out from underneath him. He had no idea that he had a case or whether or not there was anything he could do about it.
And this is a person through their injuries that he can't work now.
No, broke both of his arms.
So, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. That's not a car wreck. That's a different kind of situation, because I guess we think car wrecks, and then we think there's also the injuries from big companies, right? That,
sure.
And these are maybe make more news than these, you know, a ladder slips or something like that. But those get attention as well. A company company sometimes has been showed knowingly has a product or has been part and parcel to just kind of sweeping the dust under the rug on something, and people get hurt, people lose their lives in some cases.
Well, it's like the 3M cases that Ed's handling.
These are the ear protection, y'all, if you hadn't heard the discussion before.
Right. When we roundtabled the discussion about those cases, I was shocked at the evidence that a company like 3M would, I think it's gross to even call it design, because they just apparently got a kindergartner to design these earplugs.
Ed told me at one point that there was one of the kinds of earplugs that actually made it worse than not having earplugs at all.
I think that's true. And then when they finally, when the cat got out of the bag and people started noticing, these are our veterans. These are most people who got these were veterans, and they needed
artillery. Here's your hearing protection,
which should be the best hearing protection, right, not the worst. And instead, some company like 3M just throws these things together, and these people are suffering. They don't even know it.
So, I mean, talking to those kind of people who are veterans in that situation, or a young man that has an injury that keeps him from working, you know, at his regular job, people have this worst day. And then they probably don't think about it day one or day two, but they're in weeks out, their inability to earn, their inability to live their lives. They're sitting there at home thinking, do I have a case? What about that process? I mean, will you take, like, just listen to people? Because I think some people are embarrassed. Like, I don't want to call Taylor Martina Brown. I don't want to call Eaton and have him go, what? What are you talking? You know?
No, absolutely. I will talk to anybody who wants to talk to me about anything, because people deserve to be listened to, number one.
If somebody even thinks, I don't have, have you had people come and go, I don't have a case, Eaton, but.
It's happened a lot. It's happened a lot more than even I would have thought, where they think, okay, I had a guy in the last couple weeks, I've had a couple of people whose business, one had a business and the other, their home, their brand new home flooded with sewage during Hurricane Sally. Ugh. And so while they weren't physically hurt, this was devastating. I mean, their entire house had a foot of sewage in it.
Ugh.
And my first thought was that just falls under the category of, you know what happens,
literally.
But then when I started looking into it, I realized that it was a home that was made by a company that you've probably heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And their house sat at the very bottom of a hill, so that when the pump, the sewage pump stopped working because the power went out,
we know what flows
downhill. And they should have had a very simple $30 device on their sewage line. It's called a backflow preventer or a backwater preventer that literally keeps stuff from coming back into your house and only lets
go one way. Yeah.
Right. $40.
And it wasn't there?
No, and it's required by code. So
you're probably talking to some other people who might have experienced that. They're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's why somebody might have thought that was just a blanky situation.
Right.
But in fact, there's a reason it happened to them, and it was.
Right.
So they need to call you.
All right.
Yeah. They need to talk to you.
Yeah.
They need to. So it's okay. Even if you think like, you'll let somebody know if it was just a bad day or actually they have a case.
My cell phone is on my business card.
Yeah.
I give my cell phone to everybody.
You live this stuff 24/7. We've met before. I mean, these cases on your mind as you lay your head down, as you get up in the morning, on the weekends, this is what you're thinking about.
That's right. I have my, what I call 4 a.m. thoughts.
Yes.
And my wife now has gotten to the point where she asked me, what's your 4 a.m. thought? Almost every day. And I do have one at least two or three times a week. And it's, you know, it's interesting. Because
Well, where's that thing? I mean, we probably don't even have time to get it. We'll do it in some other show. They say about the researchers, the reason you have those 4 a.m. thoughts, or I call them shower thoughts, is that you shut down part of your brain that was, you know, is resting, that keeps you breathing and all that stuff. It's just taken over there. And then it has room for these connections, you know, these eureka moments. And in this case, you're having those eureka moments for your clients.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Sean, I'm not that smart, and I probably shouldn't say it on the air, but
I think that
God gives these thoughts to me. I really do. And I'm not trying to be hyper religious or anything, but I really do believe that God gives me these moments to kind of help me out because he knows I'm not that smart. So.
Come on. And you're very smart in helping out a lot of folks. So let's talk about this. The process of talking with you or any of the other attorneys at Taylor Martino Rowan, they get in touch with you, they get your card, they've got your cell phone, and you're going to tell them whether they have a case or not.
Pretty soon, I can tell within a short time whether or not I need to spend more time with them.
Right.
So, and there are times like I told you about the latter case where my initial thought is this is not a case, but this person deserves to have somebody take a really close look at it because he's really in bad shape.
Yeah.
So I drive out to his house and I spend 2 hours with him. And it's not until I leave and get back to my office that I figure out
bingo,
the problem. And again, it's one of those situations where, you know, but I do spend an hour and a half to 2 hours with every person who I meet with.
Well, and that's, you know, one of these major differences between Taylor Martino Rowan and other groups and watching y'all over time, that it does take time to figure that out. That's not something that a 5 or 10 minute assessment of a case would do. Y'all, I mean, y'all are a quality, you know, over a quantity.
Yeah. To me, we're not McDonald's.
Right.
We are somebody who's going to serve somebody the best we can give them. And you can't do that unless you know the people that you're talking to. You get to know your clients. My clients call me. I have clients call me from 20, 30 years. I got a video yesterday from a client I represented 20 years ago.
Wow.
Playing the drums with the band Alabama.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It was cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was, you know, we're friends. My clients are my friends, but you will be a lot more vested or invested in a case if you really know the people and you really like them. And sometimes if you really know them and you don't like them, you're still invested because right. Everybody deserves, and everybody's different. And I don't judge people. I mean, I know that.
But what you're coming from you is it's personal relationship. It's not, I know this sounds cliche, but it's not a number. It's not a file case number. It's that human being.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, like I said, it's relationships.
Yeah.
My daughter asked me the other day, what's your favorite part of life? And I said, relationships. And it's true. It's, you know, this is such an opportunity. I don't see it. I really don't see being a lawyer as a burden. I love my job and I like meeting people. And even though I don't take the case, you know, like I helped somebody the other day who had a minor car wreck. And I said, look, you don't need a lawyer, but I'll help you negotiate it so you don't have to pay me or anybody else.
Right.
And then down the road, that person will refer somebody to me because they remembered I helped. And that happens.
It's relationships.
So, yeah, exactly.
All right. Time to build that relationship with Taylor Martino Rowan. As for this man, Eaton Barnard, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Sean.
You can contact the Taylor Martino Rowan Law Firm at 251-433-3131 or search online Taylor Martino Rowan.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.